When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, most bullish backdrop in 75 years. I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. As Dan Tapiero shares here, most bullish macro backdrop in 75 years, booming economy supported by massive negative real rates. Fed will never equalize rates with inflation. Stay long stocks in Bitcoin and ETH, hollow through the short-term volatility. Real dollar cash savings will continue to lose value. And as Rack Capital points out here, weekly close under 43,200 and Bitcoin could revisit the red area below 42,000, which we're witnessing right now. Also be sharing the latest updates from Pentoshi and the Bitcoin Archive. And as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire shares here, Bitcoin hash rate and price going up forever. And checking out the latest from Plan B, I know some people have lost faith in this Bitcoin bull market. However, we're only halfway into the cycle. And although Bitcoin experiences some turbulences at $1 trillion, the yellow gold cluster at stock to flow 60/10 trillion is still the target, in my opinion. What if? And remember that chick that made over $200,000 selling her farts in a jar? Well, here's an update. After Motto had to go to the hospital, and after a doctor told her that the farting idea was causing her to get hospitalized, she decided to sell her farts as NFT collectibles. You can't make this stuff up. Also in today's show, Disney patents technology for a theme park metaverse. That's right, the multinational entertainment giant was approved for a virtual world simulator patent during last week of December 2021. Also in today's show, breaking news, Binance CEO Xiangping Zhao is now the richest crypto billionaire at $96 billion. According to Bloomberg, the 44-year-old crypto entrepreneur overtook Asia's richest billionaire, and this excludes his personal crypto holdings such as Bitcoin and Binance Coin. Crazy, right? Also in today's show, is Bitcoin mimicking the rise of Amazon? Macro guru Raul Powell compares cheap Bitcoin to the tech giant. That's right. Powell highlights that back in the early 2000s, Amazon was a highly volatile stock with drawdowns as deep as 50%. And according to Powell, Amazon's price action back then now rhymes with Bitcoin price action now. And he also adds that based on Metcalfe's law, the Bitcoin value should be hovering around $100,000, suggesting that the Bitcoin price is tremendously undervalued. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Will $40,700 support hold? Will Bitcoin saw a trying weekend as the latest in a series of abrupt downward moves, which saw $40,000 support inch even closer? And according to data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView, it showed Bitcoin hitting $40,700 on major exchanges before bouncing a correction that has since held. And ironically, it was the very last level that was in focus on the same day in 2021, which nonetheless came during what turned out to be the more vertical phase of Bitcoin's recent bull run. And last September also returned the focus to $40,700, which acted as a turning point after several weeks of correction and ultimately saw Bitcoin climb to $69,000 all-time highs in November. However, now the chances of a breakdown to the $30,000 zone are unreservedly higher amongst analysts. As Rack Capital shares here, weekly closed under 43,200 and Bitcoin could revisit the red area below, which is below 42,000, which is precisely what we're experiencing now. And checking out the latest from Pentoshi, obviously on temporarily bullish, something hard for the people to grasp is buying at specific levels to sell higher. Yes, I think the market puts in a lower high. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, consensus forms over dire outlook for cash. That's right, the macro picture this week is particularly complicated for risk asset fans, with Bitcoin and altcoins is no exception. What the future holds, however, varies considerably from one pundit to another, as the United States Federal Reserve is broadly seen to start raising interest rates in the coming months. This is making investors de-risk and causing a headache for the crypto bulls. Easy money, which began flowing in March 2020, will now be much harder to come by. Now, the bearish viewpoint was summarized neatly by the ex-BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes in his latest blog post last week, quoting him here. Let's forget what non-crypto investors believe. My read on the sentiment of crypto investors is that they naively believe network and user growth fundamentals of the entire complex will allow crypto assets to continue their upward trajectory unabated. And he shared the following. To me, this presents the setup for a severe washout, as the pernicious effects of rising interest rates on future cash flows will likely prompt speculators and investors at the margin to dump or severely reduce their crypto holdings. And as Dan Tapiero shares here, most bullish macro backdrop in 75 years, booming economy supported by massive negative real rates, Fed will never equalize rates with inflation, stay long stocks in Bitcoin and ETH, hodl through the short-term volatility, real dollar cash savings will continue to lose value. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, RSI hits 2-year lows, as Bitcoin Archive points out here. Bitcoin RSI has been this low just two other times in the last 2 years. Looks like a bottom is near and bounce is due. Let's see. And now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week, hash rate recoups from Kakistan losses. That's right, another blip from last week already is curing itself. Comes from the realm of the Bitcoin fundamentals. After hitting new all-time highs back in November, Bitcoin's network hash rate took a hit where turbulence in Kakistan compromised internet availability. Kakistan's home to around 18% of the Bitcoin hash rate, which has since stabilized, allowing the hash rate to mostly return to the prior levels of 192 exahashes per second. And as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire points out here, Bitcoin hash rate and price going up forever. Let's freaking go. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market. What if? Someone who has been long saying that it's high time for Bitcoin trend reversal is quant analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin, Stock the Flow price models. Now currently weathering a test of his creations and the accompanying storm of social media criticism, Plan B nonetheless remains more optimistic than most when it comes to mid to long-term price action. Checking out his recent tweet here, I know some people have lost faith in this Bitcoin bull market. However, we are only halfway into the cycle, and although Bitcoin experiences some turbulence at $1 trillion, the yellow gold cluster at Stock to Flow 60/10 trillion is still the target, in my opinion. And he updates us here, what if, and in this chart, it shows Bitcoin after the 2012, 2016, and 2020 halving, and in the red, you can see those dots which show us another parabolic advance. NFTs, anyone? Remember that chick that made over $200,000 selling her farts in a jar? Well, now she's selling them as non-fungible tokens. Go NFTs. And like I said in the intro, you can't make this stuff up. And before I break down next story of the day, Disney patents technology for a theme park metaverse, as well as Binance CEO Xiangping Zhao becomes the richest crypto billionaire worth $96 billion, as well as Bitcoin mimicking the rise of Amazon. Macro guru Raoul Powell compares cheap BTC to the tech giant. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, many of the major alts currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 1% for the day, maintaining just above 41,300. We have Ether down 1% as well, maintaining just above $3,000 support. While Solana is down 1.8%, Polkadot is down almost 2%, Luna is down over 5%, and Cardano down over 2%. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Disney has been approved for a patent that would create personalized interactive attractions for theme park visitors. The technology would facilitate headset-free augmented reality attractions at Disney theme parks. Now, the tech would work by tracking visitors using their mobile phones and generating and projecting personalized 3D effects on nearby physical spaces, walls, and objects in the park. Now, the entertainment giant was approved for a virtual world simulator in the real world venue, patent on December 28th, 2021. It was originally filed by the United States Patent and Trademark Office in July 2020. The metaverse has been largely imagined as existing on the internet, accessed using virtual reality and augmented reality headsets. However, the technology proposed by Disney would bring the metaverse to the physical world. This is not the first time that Disney has indicated its interest in the metaverse. During the company's fourth quarter earnings call during November 2021, their CEO, Bob Chapek, said that the firm is preparing to blend physical and digital assets into the metaverse. Quoting him here, we'll be able to connect the physical and digital worlds even more closely, allowing for storytelling without boundaries in our own Disney Metaverse. And in November 2020, Disney Resorts Chief Strategy Officer Tilak shared in a LinkedIn article that he had his sights set on blending the digital and physical world, quoting him here, "As we look to the future, connected park experiences that transcend the physical and digital barrier and unlock new layers of storytelling are a very exciting focus of ours." He wrote, "At the time, these experiences are perennial and the guest engagement is inside and outside the parks. They are unique to you, but are also social and connected. They are constantly changing, so there is always something new to discover." And although Disney told the LA Times it had no current plans to use the simulator in the near future, the recently approved patent echoes Mandati's vision for the theme park metaverse. There are 12 official Disney theme parks worldwide, the US, Paris, Hong Kong, Japan, and China. And in 2021, Disney generated a total revenue of nearly $17 billion with its parks, experiences, and product segments despite the global lockdowns due to the pandemic. Now, before I break down next story of the day, Binance CEO Xiangping Zhao becomes the richest crypto billionaire worth $96 billion, as well as Bitcoin mimicking the rise of Amazon. Macro guru Rao Powell compares cheap BTC to the tech giant. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with about $71 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 40.4% with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Zcash leading the pack, up over 6% for the day, trading at $146, followed by Near Protocol, up almost 6%, trading above $14, followed by Kadena, up almost 5%, trading at $9.22. Now, which altcoins are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 23 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 23, last week a 29, and last month a 16 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Xiangping Zhao, the CEO of Binance, tops the list of the richest crypto billionaires with an estimated net worth of $96 billion. And according to Bloomberg, he ranks 11th amongst the world's richest people as Binance retains its position as the biggest crypto exchange in terms of trading volume. Now, Xiangping Zhao, the 44-year-old crypto entrepreneur, overtook Asia's richest billionaire, despite Bloomberg excluding his personal crypto holdings, such as Bitcoin, as well as Binance coin tokens. And according to Bloomberg's estimation, Xiangping Zhao stands just behind Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, whose net worth currently leads by roughly $11 billion. And while this was the first time that Bloomberg estimates Xiangping Zhao's fortune, Binance's growth trajectory signals a possibility of exceeding tech goliaths such as Meta's Mark Zuckerberg and Google co-founder Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Now, currently, Zuckerberg, Page, and Brin rank 5th, 6th, and 7th, respectively, with the Tesla CEO, Elon Fudd-Puppet Muskrat, ranking leading the billionaires list with an estimated fortune of $263 billion. And followed by Elon Musk, we have Jeff Bezos valued at $188 billion. We have Gates valued at $135 billion. And as you can see, Zuck at 5th, Larry at 6th, and Sergey at 7th, followed by Warren Buffett at 8th with $116 billion. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView confirmed that the price of Binance coin appreciated over 1,300% in the past year alone. And if calculated, Xiangping Zhao would become the first crypto entrepreneur to enter the top 10 billionaires list. And the success of Binance globally can be attributed to Xiangping Zhao's ongoing efforts to accrue operational licenses across all jurisdictions globally. And despite regulatory hurdles, Binance maintains an ongoing partnership and acquisition streak to remain a leader in the crypto trading space. And most recently, the crypto exchange finalized the acquisition of Swipe, a prominent crypto Visa card provider that operates at over 70 million locations worldwide. And in addition, Binance also launched a $1 billion initiative to fast-track the development of the Binance smart chain ecosystem and advance mainstream adoption across the financial technology sector. And I feel it's only a matter of time before Xiangping Zhao, as well as other cryptopreneurs, become the wealthiest in the world as the crypto prices continue to go up. Now, before I break down our final story of the day, is Bitcoin mimicking the rise of Amazon? Macro guru Rao Powell compares cheap BTC to the tech giant. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Patreon.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Macro guru and Real Vision chief executive Raoul Powell is looking at the historical price action of e-commerce titan Amazon and comparing it to the performance of Bitcoin since 2013. The former Goldman Sachs executive tells his 863,000 Twitter followers that Amazon adhered to Metcalfe's law, which stated that a network grows in value as the number of users on the network gets bigger. And Powell highlights that back in the early 2000s, Amazon was a highly volatile stock with drawdowns as deep as 50%. Back in 2003 to 2011, it looked like this, as you can see right here on your screen. And according to Powell, Amazon's price action back then rhymes with Bitcoin's price action now, striking similarities. And Powell also looks at the market structure of Amazon back in 2010, which he says closely resembles the price action of Bitcoin in the last 12 months or so. Quoting Raoul Powell here, in the short term, 2010 Amazon looked like this and Bitcoin like this. And according to the macro guru, if Bitcoin is to follow Amazon's price action in 2010, it is possible for the leading crypto to revisit crucial support at 30,000. Quoting him here, it suggests BTC might even possibly test 30,000, but I doubt it. I think the sell-off is near done, but who the hell knows? It is similar enough for context, but never rely on fractals. They are for context only. The Bitcoin fractals is longer in time than Amazon and more volatile. In the end, it's all noise. The log chart is the truth, and that is in itself the approximation of Metcalfe's law. If it isn't noise to you, your position is too big for your time horizon. And Powell also adds that based on Metcalfe's law, Bitcoin's value should be hovering around $100,000, suggesting that the Bitcoin price is tremendously undervalued. And I agree 100%, and that is right in alignment with the stock to flow model. And quoting Raoul Powell here, Bitcoin is cheap versus Metcalfe's law and has been for a long time. My guess is because there is less network applications on BTC currently than Metcalfe's law would prefer. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Most bullish macro backdrop in 75 years. I shared the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as Disney patents technology for a theme park metaverse, as well as the Binance CEO Xiangping Zhao becomes crypto's richest billionaire worth $96 billion. And also in today's show, we discuss, is Bitcoin mimicking the rise of Amazon? Macro guru Raoul Powell compares cheap BTC to the tech giant. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Pokemon wrote, I have been here before. My investment went down by 85% over 3 years. I just get buying in HODL with this crash. I am still up 3x. So it pays off in the end. If you're in this for the short term, you will lose money. It's the long game that will win in the end. Take care. God bless you and yours. God bless the Crypto News Alerts fam. Thanks for sharing, fam. Well said. 100% of all BTC long-term HODLers for years plus are in profit. That, my friend, is a fact. And our next feature comment comes from UA. Love how you nonchalantly yet discreetly throw in the truth. Thanks, fam. Glad you recognized it. One love. And our third and final comment comes from Corey Hustle, who wrote, fun and wild times ahead. I am buying the dip with every chance I get, even selling some high-end collectibles to buy even more. This chance is that huge. Cheers, Corey. Keep stacking them sats, fam. 2022 is our year. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.